This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulfido. For the next few minutes, we're going to get out of the news cycle and talk about a stretch of land 3/4 of a mile long being developed in East County, San Diego. It's got some really great features. It's a waterside. There's a large creek that feeds palm trees and green brush. There are horse trails and a nearby golf course. And the nearest developed street is a cul-de-sac. And there's even a natural spring pool.
So isn't that just wonderful?
A spring pool full of trash, chemicals, and old appliances.
There's a television in there. You just gotta love that.
The voice you hear belongs to one of the people that live along this waterway. He is homeless. We visited with the man and his son as they fished for the small crawdads that live in the murky brown of this pea-green pond.
Oh, leeches! Yeah!
It's a good size for here.
That's a California lobster.
The crawdad is deformed and discolored. His son smiles and laughs as it dangles from the fishing line. He's a blonde 4-year-old with big eyes who lives elsewhere with his mother. The man works in IT. We're not identifying him because he doesn't want his living situation to jeopardize partial custody of his son. There are no drug problems, no health problems, he says. He just can't afford the rent. I estimate that he is one of about 60 people living along this stretch of land.
You know, when I was a teenager, I was a bit of a troublemaker.
Mm-hmm.
And I got kicked out of my house as a teenager and had to sleep in the field behind my high school. Because that was the only place I had, and I still had to go to school, you know, and so I would sleep there and then I'd walk over to school.
But like so many other people I came across here, he overcame early homelessness only to find himself living along this creek as he was priced out of San Diego's housing market.
You know, the price to live here is not getting any easier to live here. It's not getting any cheaper to live here. You know, there's less and less jobs going around. What, bud?
Can you tell him watch out for leeches?
Yeah, I don't like leeches either, bud.
As the two talk about leeches, Dad puts a crawdad in a plastic box, and I leave the father and son and head down a dusty dirt path. There are shopping carts full of clothes, broken generators, abandoned bicycles, and pet grave sites along this trail. In the distance, a man uses an anchored zip line to pull himself and his bike up a steep cliff. The man is Angel Garcia, a 31-year-old with 2 kids. They live with his ex. He lives in this ravine. Angel, in his new Zolo soccer shirt, pressed jeans, and lined up fade, looks like any other man who works in construction.
Nobody understands what anybody else has been through, and nobody cares to understand what anybody else has been through. That's what drives people down here.
Angel says he too has been priced out of affordable housing. And so he built semi-permanent housing in this ravine. Semi-permanent housing that has semi-permanent electricity, semi-permanent plumbing, and a semi-permanent pulley system to get the materials and machines needed to make this camp homey.
You'd be very, very surprised at what we have down there. Queen size bed. Like I said, electricity. Just about the only thing we don't have is running water. And even then, I'm pretty sure we can work that out if we really wanted to.
There are generators that power nighttime lights and televisions. The people who live in the condos nearby say they have heard heavy machinery come from the ravine as this group of people make a home along this creek. There is even a type of government here. It's run by a man named Panther, a 60-some-odd-year-old who says he's a veteran. He looks like he's in great shape and has also been priced out of the San Diego market. Everyone here calls him the mayor.
Well, I'm not the mayor, but I just like to give advice to the people. I don't tell them you can't do this, can't do that, but you're not going to live right up on the work. People just see the trash all around it. Get outside and don't make a lot of noise. Don't. The people live up here. They don't want to hear the...
Right. Spoken like a true mayor. He's hard to hear because the mayor is standing on a rock in the middle of the fast-moving industrial stream that separates us. He says recently he slipped on that rock and got an infection from the water, and so he doesn't want to cross over. As Panther talks, I see on the other side of the bank a woman watching us. I yell to her that I'd like to ask her a few questions, and so she gets closer. I'm guessing she's about 40. Slight with straight blonde hair. She says she works at a gas station on the other side of the freeway. She also says that she picks flowers along this creek and resells them at a nearby swap meet. I ask her to cross the water to get her story, and she declines. I ask her why. She tells me that she doesn't want me to see her up close. I don't have any teeth, she says. Like everyone else here, she prefers to stay out of sight, and hopefully, out of mind.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Barracuda Networks, security, data protection, and application delivery solutions for physical networks and public cloud services. Learn more at barracuda.com/products. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected, on the web at theschmidt.org.
We here at the California Report talk to social workers, homeless outreach workers, law enforcement officers, and look through dozens of newspaper articles. Based on this research, we're estimating there are at least 2,000 people living along riverbanks and ravines in Southern California. And that does not count Los Angeles County. We're actually expecting those numbers to come in later this week. In San Diego County, the number of homeless without shelters is at least 5,600. You can learn more about your homeless neighbors. Go to kqed.org/news. And that's the California Report for Tuesday, June 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulvedo. Have a great day.